Penguin Random House Audio presents Dark Money, The Hidden History of the Billionaires Behind the Rise of the Radical Right by Jane Mayer. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. We must make our choice. We may have democracy, or we may have wealth concentrated in the hands of a few, but we can't have both. Louis Brandeis. Introduction. The Investors. On January 20th, 2009, the eyes of the country were on Washington, where over a million cheering celebrants crowded the National Mall to witness the inauguration of the first African-American president. So many supporters streamed in from all across the nation that for 24 hours they nearly doubled Washington's population. Inaugurations are always moving celebrations of the most basic democratic process, the peaceful transfer of power. But this one was especially euphoric. The country's most famous and iconic musicians, from the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, to the cellist Yo-Yo Ma, gave soaring performances to mark the occasion. Celebrities and dignitaries pulled strings to get seats. Excitement was so feverish that the Democratic political consultant, James Carville, was predicting a long-term political realignment in which the Democrats will remain in power for the next 40 years. But on the other side of the country, during the last weekend in January 2009, another kind of gathering was underway. A group of activists who aimed to do all they could to nullify the results of the recent election. In Indian Wells, a California desert town on the outskirts.